It's time for Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Gen Solar, the Fairbanks leader in sustainable, reliable energy solutions. And now, Building Alaska.
Welcome, everybody. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, and I host this awesome show. Guys, I just want to say I hope you guys are having an awesome weekend so far. Thank you so much, and I really mean thank you for everybody that has been tuning in, you know, every single weekend, being a part of our show. We have so much to offer. You know, the conversations that I have with people when I leave this studio, they're so awesome. They're so meaningful. They got depth. You know, having a lengthy conversation with another human being, it does something. You know, as slow paced as Fairbanks may be, some of us are just go, go, go. You know, and we get so caught up in this, you know, rat race, or, you know, business and work and family, and, you know, cross off the things off your to-do list. It's becoming so much more fast paced in our minds that sometimes we have a hard time slowing down and, you know, appreciating what's going around us, you know, what's going on around us, you know, in our families, with relationships, with families. And you guys, I know that Thanksgiving has already passed, but I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm not just thankful. I'm very grateful for all of the things that I have. You know, the last conversation I had with a stranger was not too long ago, actually. And we were just discussing about, you know, where our minds are at now as you know, a civilization. You know, if you look at, you know, a history, we've all had our struggles. You know, all kinds of people, so everybody, every race, everybody has come from some kind of background of suffering and pain and, you know, ups and downs. And nowadays, it's no different. The only difference really is, you know, the scenarios that, you know, are placed in our lives. You know, but whether from, you know, years and years and decades and generations ago till now, we're all going through the same thing. It's just the application is a little bit different, right? We still have to survive. We still have to communicate. We're still battling thoughts. We're still battling, you know, how to prioritize certain things, how to, you know, do good with our finances. It's a daily battle, you know, and a lot of people out there are giving up. There's so much talk of suicide. There's so much talk of, you know, depression and how people are losing their minds. They don't know what to believe anymore and they don't know what to do. Guys, I know we talk a lot about backup systems here, but we're gonna just dedicate a little chunk of this show for those people who need this encouragement, need an uplifting moment. And I hope that this blesses you guys, because guys, this is where my heart is at. You know, building Alaska isn't just building physically the state. It's building each and every single one of us. And, you know, in order for us to collectively as a state continue to grow, it starts with our mindset, right? In our minds. Our minds are the biggest battleground we'll ever come across. Our minds are the biggest battlefield that we'll ever fight in. Because out of that, you believe or you don't believe. Out of that, you find your insecurities, you know, either overwhelming you or you do something about them. You know, out of your mind come, you know, true desires or gifts and all these things. There's so much that's going on in the mind. And I'm telling you guys this, you know, I'm a firm believer in keeping your mind clean. Yeah, I'm still going through some things that I'm, you know, trying to clean out of my life and, you know, fix things as everybody else. But when it comes down to it, guys, we are responsible for our own health. It's one thing to depend on somebody else when they're offering help, but it's another thing when you're just depending on someone because you don't want to do your part. You don't want to work on yourself. Okay? I'll give you guys an example. Okay, way back in the day, okay, just generations and generations and thousands of years ago, okay, when you look at a fisherman, right? A fisherman, this wasn't a sport, okay? Nobody went out there and just, they were, you know, fishing for sport. It was a cultural thing, right? So people needed to eat, and fish was one of the things, depending on the region, where fish, you know, it was something that was sought out for. And not everybody knew how to fish. Not everybody had the equipment. Not everybody had the expertise. Not everybody had the family, you know, the family line of being fishermen. So when you look at a village, right, everybody will bring something to the table. Well, until there's fish on the table, someone's got to go out and go collect it and then bring it to the table. And so in the markets, right, when they would exchange certain foods and, you know, goodies and, you know, all kinds of goods, somebody had to go out there and fish. And so somebody's taking the time out of their day to go catch fish because they know how, whether it's been, you know, passed down from generation to generation, the knowledge, Or, you know, somebody picked it up and like, you know, I'm going to become a fisherman. I'm going to do this and I'm going to become good at it. And they are. Well, here's what happens. They go catch that fish. They bring it to the market. And only after they bring it to the market are they able to sell that fish. So there are a lot of people in a village, in a market, they're waiting for the fish to come. They're waiting for the fishermen. And I'm getting to a point. So I hope you guys just hold on. Just hold on tight. I'm getting somewhere. For those people who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. We're talking about fishermen and the importance of, you know, why we need to work together as, you know, a group, you know, a collective a group of people, especially here in the state of Alaska. So the fisherman comes to the market and he supplies what the people need. And yes, there's an exchange, right? Time for, you know, money, right? The guy's going out there, he's fishing, he's bringing the fish back, and somebody's going to go and pay for it. So somebody's paying another person to go do the hard work. Okay, it's the same thing in society now. A lot of people are mooching off other people because they've put the hard work in. Do you guys understand that those people drag society down? And this goes across the board for everything. Mental health, finances, relationships, manipulation. It goes on and on and on. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because, you know, as a society, we're working with one another. You know, we influence one another. And that's what I hope that, you know, people who tune into the show that they're going to receive is positive influence. You know, things that are going to expand their mindset, that, you know, grow in knowledge and change their perspective. Maybe their paradigm is destroying them. There's so much to be grateful for. So much. And, you know, like I said, Thanksgiving did pass. But guys, I'm still in that spirit of being thankful and grateful. I'm looking at my life now and I know it's, you know, wintertime and there's, you know, things are slowing down. But this is what I've come to enjoy about winter. Because we have to slow down now, businesses, you know, all businesses are starting to slow down a little bit, depending on which ones, of course. But now it gives you a little bit more time to think, right? You're not as busy, so therefore you're left a little bit more with your thoughts. And so I'm looking around, I'm like, man, you know, slowing down really gets you to think about what's happening in your life. You know, I'm looking at my kids, I'm looking at my beautiful, amazing wife, I'm looking at my family, my awesome family, I'm looking at my friends, I'm looking at my coworkers, I'm looking at everybody who's in my life now that everything is slowing down. And I love everybody who's working with us. I love everybody that I come into contact with, even people who I've never met that I run into on the street, whether I run into them at the store, wherever I'm at, I enjoy where I'm at in life. And this is not something that came easy. Guys, I had to sacrifice so much. I had to take leaps of faith, huge leaps of faith, to believe I was doing the right thing. You know, your biggest enemy is you. You're the biggest obstacle in your life when it comes to making changes. So you can either give yourself excuses or give yourself reasons, you know, why you should or why you shouldn't grow. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, guys, is because, like I said, you know, as a culture, as a society, as people here in Fairbanks or in Anchorage, wherever, the whole entire state, we, whether you like it or not, we do depend on one another. And if we start having negative attitudes, it rubs off on everybody. Let's take a look at what happens in the house first, because everything happens in your home. Everything, okay? How you treat your wife, how you treat your husband, how you treat your kids, how you treat your brothers and sisters, your parents, your, you know, roommates, whoever they may be. That same attitude is portrayed everywhere else you go, even if you try to hide it. You know what that does? It increases this negativity and you spread it like a disease in every place you go. So it's important to be intentional about the way that we live. You know, we want to take care of this awesome state. There's so much going on. You know, I know politics are always going to be, you know, up and down, and there's so much, you know, people want to complain about. But when it comes down to it, guys, if you slow down in life, just take a breather. Find a way to slow down. Find something that makes you happy where you can de-stress, right? Where you can offload and just breathe. I promise you that you'll find things that you're actually grateful for. And the biggest benefit that I've seen when we start moving away from being ungrateful to being grateful is we change the way we see things. And when we do that, we come up with new ideas with, like, hey, I want to be a better person. I want to take care of myself. For those people who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. You guys, we're talking about mindset. Especially right now, it's wintertime. Okay. A lot of people go into depression. And I believe I know why. There are a way, there are plenty of ways to get past depression, especially in the wintertime. Vitamin D is not so readily available anymore because, as you guys know, the sun is not up all the time. We're getting close to, you know, the peak of winter, thank God. But there are things that you can do to take care of that, right? There are vitamins, there are minerals, there are, you know, healthy supplements and foods that you can actually consume that will help change what's going on in the body. Guys, look, your gut, if your gut's not happy, you're not happy, okay? And I'm going to give you guys a couple more pointers on how to not just survive, but enjoy this winter, okay? The best thing that we could do as Alaskans in the wintertime is to be prepared, right? So this is what I do, you know, in my family. Before winter hits, and this is what a lot of people do, of course, and hopefully more and more people will start doing this so that way it's not last minute, is moving away from doing everything last second, okay? First thing what I do in the morning is I have everything set up for me. My clothes are ready for work. You know, my toothbrush is where it's at. You know, my cup of water in the morning, my coffee machine. Everything is where it's supposed to be so that when I wake up, I pick up and go. How do I get to that point? I think about it the night before. Okay, if you want to make changes in your life, guys, if you want to enjoy this winter, if you want to change the way that you see winter and you want to have a good time, if you want to not just, you know, survive the winter, but you want to enjoy it, guys, you guys got to think a little bit outside the box, okay? Place yourself in a position where you cannot fail. This is the best thing that we can do, right? If you want to overcome certain obstacles in your life, place yourself in positions where you cannot fail. And let me explain to you what that looks like. Let's say that you drink too much alcohol, too much coffee, too many sodas, too much, you know, too many energy drinks, whatever kind of beverage of your choice that's not healthy, and you're trying to make a lifestyle change. And you know you need to drink a lot more water. Well, start taking water bottles. Go to Costco. Start off small. Go to Costco. Go get yourself that big pack of water bottles and start placing water bottles, every so often around the house, and place them at eye level. And the reason why is because if you understand psychology, we're very observant to the things that are at eye level, right? And so let's say that, you know, you come home from a long, exhausting day and you're like, oh, I just need an energy drink, or I need, a soda, I need caffeine, I need some booze, I need whatever. And you start seeing these water bottles, and then it reminds you, wait a minute, I made a conscious decision the day before that I'm going to actually go through with this change. And when you see these water bottles, you reward yourself by telling yourself, I thought of that. You know what that does? It shows you that you actually love yourself. There's a problem out there, a huge problem. And a lot of people, they want to love on other people, but they can't because they can't even love themselves. That's one of the biggest depressions that I've seen in people for the longest period of time, is that people cannot love other people because they can't love themselves. So the first step is acknowledging, of course, that you have an issue. The second is you do something about it. And it's placing yourself in a position where you cannot fail. Okay, what about when you want to switch to eating something healthy? When you go to the store, do not go shopping for food when you're hungry, because you're gonna think of all the tastes and all the euphoria of sugar and, you know, sweet and salty and peppery and all this, with all these things, and you're not thinking clearly. So go with a shopping list. Go and find out, sit down and find out what you need and get yourself a little shopping list, and do not go hungry. Okay, eat before you leave. So when you get there, you're not tempted to consume things that your body actually doesn't need. And so start fitting in there healthier options, healthier alternatives, instead of buying candy bars or protein bars. Go get yourself some actual real fruit, raw nuts. Get yourself some healthy, foods. And then what you do is, again, when you come home, place them at eye level areas. When you open up your refrigerator, if it's a refrigerated item, open it up and put it at eye level shelf. Don't put it at the bottom. Don't put it on the door. You're going to forget about it. You're not going to want to get to it anymore. Guys, there are so many things that we could do, and I hope this helps at least broaden your understanding that you do not need to be depressed this winter. And look, if you're already doing this, teach other people how to do this, right? Going back to the fisherman thing, right? People want to live off of the backs of other people who already did the hard work, because society now doesn't want to do that. How many of you guys know and remember that just from the start of COVID, we had such a hard time? I don't care what kind of organization, business, mama, papa business, corporation, it's hard to find good workers who want to work, okay? So guys, we're going to cut to a short break, but I want you guys to think while you guys are listening to this little break, I want you guys to think about what's happening in your life and the people around you, and to think, what could I possibly do with the knowledge that I have now to help the people around me get better?
Building Alaska will be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at GenSolar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls, to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. GenSolar.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio.
All right, guys, welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you so much, guys, for staying tuned in. We're going to pick up where we last left off, okay? How many of you guys remember this saying or know this saying? Give a man a fish and you'll feed him for a day. Teach a man how to fish and you'll feed him for a lifetime. We were talking about fishermen earlier at the beginning of this show. Why is this so important? Why am I bringing this up right now? There comes a point in our lives, whether you're a parent, you're, you know, a husband or a wife, you're a grandparent, you have some kind of responsibility for another soul in your life. You might be a business owner. When you have people in your life that you are a blessing to, it is important to keep that going. And I'll tell you guys why. We influence each other all the time. Subconsciously, we do it a lot more than we think. Okay. When you are a good influence on someone, it is your responsibility to do your part to make sure that if you're responsible for someone and you're a good positive influence on someone, that you teach them. Okay, it's one thing when you have somebody come into your life and they're broken, they're destroyed, they're lost, they need help, they need finances, they need this, they need that. And it's another thing to teach them. And let me put this into perspective. My wife and I, we work with a lot of people, sometimes in state and out of state. You know, we work with drug addicts, you know, to not kick the can, not kick the bottle, not kick the dope, but to get freed from it. Alcoholics and people that are struggling with mental illness, there's so many people out there that we work with that have these filthy backgrounds that most people want nothing to do with. And so we're on the phone with them. Sometimes we'll meet them in person. We'll invite them over. We spend time because there's a lot of broken souls out there. There's a lot of broken people. And you know what, guys? You don't need to go far to find them. Look around you. The next time you drive, have you guys ever stopped at a light and looked around you, looked at the people next to you in their vehicles? So I can't tell you how many times I see people crying in the car by themselves or screaming. Everybody's got battles. Everybody's fight. Everybody's got demons they're fighting. Okay. But coming back to, you know, teaching a man how to fish. It is very important to remember to keep in mind that at some point we're going to have to teach people how to fish. What do I mean by this? When you give somebody a fish to eat, you feed them for the day, right? When you have somebody in your life that you're a positive influence, you help them get through that day. But there's going to come a point where that's going to be too much. And then they build a dependency, right? They build a dependency like, wait, I know I got somebody who has already done the hard work. They can help me walk me through this problem and that problem. And they're going to help me through the next, enter the next, enter the next. What do you think is going to happen 10, 15, 20 years down the road? Do you think you're going to have time for that? Guys, I work with so many people on a daily, and it's sometimes it gets overwhelming. And you have to pick your battles. You have to learn how to say no sometimes, and sometimes you got to just be upfront with people. But this is the biggest thing that I've learned, is that it's not good enough just to give people to eat, right? To tell them, oh, you're doing fine. Hey, I'm going to encourage you. Hopefully, you know that when I'm sending you that text, it'll give you enough boost to get through the day. No, teach them. Because here's what happens when you teach someone how to become dependent on independent. They don't become dependent on you anymore, right? So they're independent. They're going out there and they're trying new things. They're looking at different things. They're experiencing new things. They're out there. They're being productive. And you know what happens? They start to learn to love themselves because they finally see that they have it in them to actually take care of themselves. It broadens their understanding about what being independent means. And here's what happens. When you teach that person how to take care of themselves instead of just, taking care of them, with every little problem that they have, they go out and they practice. And then the people that have known them for X amount of time, they look at it like, man, wow, something's happening with this person. Something's changing. That's true influence. You know what happens after that? It's not that it gets easier. But the people that are in those people's groups, like let's say we have this guy that we're working with. He's finally clean from using. And now the people that are in his group, you know what's happening? They're starting to know. It's like, well, why aren't you using? Why aren't you coming around anymore? I made some life changes. Oh, you think you're better than us? No. I just want to live long. I want to have a family of my own. I want to have a job that I can go to every single day and provide for myself. I want to have a working vehicle. I want to have a place to call my own. And you know what that does? It spreads. It spreads. And it gives people something to live for, to look forward to. You know, recently I was, talking with a good friend of mine, and he was telling me about one of his family members that is talking about suicide. Guys, the best thing you could do for people who are struggling with suicide is be a positive influence. Be a human being. Take that person out. Don't go try to fix them. That's the worst thing you can do. A drug addict doesn't need to be reminded that he's got a problem. An alcoholic doesn't need to be reminded he has too much to drink. They know this already. That's why they're doing it. So when you have somebody in your life that you're responsible for, let's say God brings you somebody in your life, just along the way, you run into someone, maybe a business partner, maybe a friend, maybe a colleague, maybe a customer. Be a human being. Guys, Fairbanks is an awesome place. Beautiful, amazing place. I love this. I love the city. Okay? I'm not looking at going anywhere. And I hope and I pray that everybody who's tuning in, guys, if a show touches your heart or a show makes sense or it gives you some kind of understanding or a breakthrough in your life and you want to share with people in your life, guys, if you go to KFAR Radio on Google, open up the website and you guys get to have access to all of our archives. They're all saved. So if there's a show that has, answered a question for you, maybe gave you encouragement, give you a breakthrough, guys, let us be, an encouragement to you guys, not just right now, but a way where you can take that archive and forward it to somebody else, somebody who is in need. For those people who are just tuning in, guys, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. I host this show, and we're just talking about the mindset. Guys, it's winter time. Yes, things are slowing down, but this is a perfect time to reevaluate what's happening in our lives. Every night before I go to bed, I think about what I've done throughout the day, and I set myself up for the following day. I'll get my clothes ready. So that way I'm not rushing things the last second. You know what that does, guys? It shows you that you have enough respect for yourself to not ruin your day. That's huge. When I wake up in the morning, I'm not stressed because I can't find my belt, because I can't find my shoes, because I can't find my jacket. Then I don't have to yell at my wife. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I don't yell at my wife. I don't have to get upset for nothing because I've already prepared myself. Guys, you're responsible for your own happiness. You're responsible for your own story. Okay. If you think you can, you're right. You can. Or if you think you can't, you're right. You can't. It's a choice. It's a choice. So I'm just going to recap on everything. If you want to make true change in your life, guys, this works for every category of your life. If it's relationships, if it's finances, if it's health, if it's spirituality, whatever it may be, if you want to set yourself up where you can't fail, first understand and recognize what problem you have in your life. Don't lie to yourself. That's the worst thing you can do. You can't even lie to yourself. You can try, but you know the truth. So first things first, acknowledge you have an issue. Find out what that problem is. Acknowledge that you have a problem. And then start doing some research. How can I get out of this? If it's like, I give you guys some examples. If it's trying to drink less, you know, sugar or drinks, whatever it is, and you want to consume more water, take care of your health, take care of your liver, find out what you can do. For example, put water bottles throughout your house. Put one in your car. Put one at your job, at your work, in your closet, in your bathroom. Start putting them around if you want to eat healthier. I give you guys some examples. But be intentional. Don't just have an idea. An idea doesn't do anything if you don't practice anything, if you don't put it to work. Okay? Everything in your life, let's say your relationship doesn't go well with your spouse or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whoever it may be. Guys, start being intentional about what your decisions are in this life. So if you're struggling with relationship issues, maybe you guys are not spending enough time together. Find out what's going on. Are we fight a lot? Why? Well, we probably don't spend enough time with each other. Okay, go on your calendar, on your phone, and set a date night. If you have kids, find a babysitter. Grandma, grandpa, cousin, uncle, aunt, you know, sister, brother, find somebody. And go out there and spend some quality time with your significant other. You see, guys, if you set yourself up in a way where you can't fail, you got nothing else. There's nothing else that's going to throw you off of that path. So if you understand you have an issue and you want to fix it, do something about it. Find out how you can place yourself in a position where you can't fail. Think ahead and prepare ahead of time. Speaking of preparing ahead of time, guys, it is winter. We're dropping the temperatures. Please take care of yourselves. If you got kids, don't be that parent who takes the kid out in shorts and, you know, and sandals and a tank top. Get yourself some quality clothes. Get them bundled up. Take care of their health. Guys, take care of their mental health. Be there for them. Get them some good wool socks. Guys, here's another big one. Synthetic socks are not that great. And I'll tell you why. Synthetic cannot breathe. Merino wool. Alpaca wool, you could get regular wool. There are so many socks out there that are healthy for the body, so that way it can breathe, so that way it doesn't overheat, right? It can breathe. Get yourself some quality shoes. Get yourself some shoes that are going to last. Get, you know, jackets, sweaters, hoodies. Guys, get a backup system, some kind of power system, even if it's a little small battery pack. If it's a larger generator for, you know, to power up refrigerators and, you know, your boiler or whatever it is, guys, start thinking now before it gets too late. Don't place yourself in a position where you're going to fail. Place yourself and set yourself up so that you cannot fail. This goes across the board for everything, guys. So I really do hope that this gets you guys to think a little bit outside the box and start preparing yourself for anything that could happen in the future. Guys, if you guys have any kind of, you know, backup needs, come visit us. Jen Solar, 29 College Road, Suite 14. You cannot miss us. We're right there in that corner mall. Our number is going to be 290. Very easy number to remember, 290-3333. Again, that is 290-3333. If you guys want to take advantage of, you know, solar, guys, come in. We'll get you guys taken care of. We'll sit down with you, find out what's going to work the best for you. If you need a battery backup system, whether it's camping, fishing, hunting, long-term, whole home backup, generators, whatever backup system you need, guys, we got it for you. Come in. Let us take care of you guys. And I hope you guys have an awesome rest of your day. And we'll see you guys next week.
You've been listening to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. Building Alaska is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.